Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer, on this thankful Thursday, as we continue our Bible book series, thanking God for every book of the Bible. We thank God today for the book of Isaiah. It is the 22nd book of the Bible and in the Old Testament. It is a book of prophets, a book in the prophet section, as well as it is part of the major or comprehensive prophets. It is a book of judgment and a book of God's sovereignty. The time frame is recorded in Isaiah 1, there in verse 1 and following. But the time frame is this: the kings of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, all of from the days of Judah and from the line of Judah. It details of Judah's deliverance from the Assyrian army and its delivering to the Babylonian army as judgment from God. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not consider. Alas, a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away backward. God's own people had turned away, and therefore they would be judged for it, but yet God is still merciful, and we see that in the book of Isaiah. So would you pray with me in thanks to God for the book of Isaiah? Father in heaven, we thank you for the Bible. It is your inspired word, and we're so thankful for its perfection and guidance for us in our lives. We thank you for the book of Isaiah and how it reveals to us that you will judge your people in righteousness for their works, that you have a limit to your patience, and that you still have mercy in judgment, always sending the prophets telling your people to repent of the judgment to come, in view of the judgment to come. Father, we thank you for the book of Isaiah and the stories of the real people found within it, of Isaiah, the prophet of God sent to warn of the judgment to come, and of King Hezekiah and his faith in you, his belief in the power of prayer. And we thank you for the story and recording of the enemies of God, of Sennacherib, the leader of the Assyrians, but also how he was defeated by the angel of the Lord. And we're so thankful for that. We thank you for Judah and for their example, their bad example of your people who had become so wicked that you had lost patience with them. Father, we thank you for the book of Isaiah, how it establishes that you know the works of your people, and we need to be aware of that. And you want your people to be the upholders of the truth and your words, no matter how small we might feel our impact is. And Isaiah tells us that. Father, we thank you for the book of Isaiah and its promises and echoes of Isaiah as a prophet looking towards Christ in his prophecies, his wisdom, his love for the church, for your people. For Isaiah chapter 2 and the mountain of the Lord's house, predicting the church in its power, its glory, and when it would come. We thank you that the kingdom has already come, that we're not waiting on anything except for your son to come back and deliver that kingdom to you so that we can be in heaven with you. And we thank you for the book of Isaiah and the promises and everything found within it. We thank you so much for your word. And it's in Jesus' name and by his authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time. My soul has often found relief, and oft escaped the tempter's snare by the return, sweet.